Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Hazel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Trowbridge. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Trowbridge. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shandy Anst. The throw from Fanning and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Gorrell moves to third. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorrell scores. Banks scores. Long moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long scores. Morin moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Tanner moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to second. one out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball four. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Hazel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1. Cubs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Covington moves to second. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hazel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Covington scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Adcock scores. Hazel goes all the way around to score. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan strikes out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanning hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to third. Will moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks is walked intentionally. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Gorrell scores. Will moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Will scores. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 7-4, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan is walked intentionally. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0-for-2 in the game. Fanning strikes out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-2 in the game. Drott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Covington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hazel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Crandall bunts towards the mound. Brosnan fields it and throws to first for the out. Adcock moves to third. Hazel moves to second. One out. Carl Sawatzky pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adcock scores. Hazel moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-6, Cubs. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schoendienst hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Logan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Logan reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brosnan, and towards Morgan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to third. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0-for-3 in the game. Fanning hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hazel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre pinch hits for Ernie Johnson. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazel moves to third. John Demerit pinch runs for Frank Torre. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shane Dienst takes first base on ball 4. Demerit moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a line drive towards the mound. Lown catches it and throws to third to double up Hazel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 6. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 7, Cubs, 7. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Covington hits a fly ball towards center. Will catches it and throws to Banks, who relays to Long to double up Aaron. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Adcock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 7. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Hazel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hazel is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hazel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shane Dienst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMahon moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMahon scores. Shane Dienst moves to third. It's 9-7, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing right field. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bobby Morgan. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Haas pinch hits for Jim Fanning. Eddie Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. One out. Bob Speak pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to second. Joey Jay now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jay fields it and throws to second for the out. Bulger moves to third. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Will hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Logan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.